being the black color one, even diffuser is like stronger. No one knows what I'm doing. But the white one, a lot of people look at me. Yeah.
I guess it depends on whether you wear white or wear black most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. It had to roughly match your clothes, yeah. So one thing we try to do is like, we want to give some of this, like getting early access with some of my friends who do a lot of social media, who have interesting lives, and then having them populate content with what they post on other social media first.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, it's not like, so help solve the co-star problem. So with, we also have access to some celebrity data, so it's partnership with Japanese events,
yeah.
like Michelle Yeoh or like Jackie okay. Chan or some of those. But we actually want it to be more lifestyle, like Xiaohongshu, instead of like, yeah. Like just creators or
why not just actually to put it on Xiaohongshu? Like what I mean is this, yeah. Right? Here's the thing. Like I do something fun.
Yeah.
You generate automatically generate one click, good social media video of this, like summary video, like just generate like an Instagram or Xiaohongshu story.
Yeah.
Generate the text and everything.
Yeah.
Just give me everything I need to just post it.
Yeah, that would be good. So we'll post on Xiaohongshu, we also post on this simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah. But what I mean is like post on Xiaohongshu, post on Instagram and watermark the videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Watermark the videos so that people are like, what the hell is this?
Oh yeah, they wonder what that is.
And then they search for it, right? Because like getting people to download an app is actually hard.
Yeah.
But then if you watermark all these videos. Yeah, we are. And then like you can also have like a paid feature to like not have the watermark maybe.
Yeah.
But most people won't give a shit and that'll
be. Yeah, we should do that.
I think like Instagram and Facebook you can probably set it up so that you can just do a one click post story thing.
Yeah.
Xiaohongshu, I don't know if they have the Android thing for it, like to create.
You're probably gonna start with Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Yeah.
And mostly those, yeah.
Yeah, like auto edit, auto generate video.
Yeah.
Cause like honestly, like editing video sucks. That's like the worst part of it.
Yeah.
Like people go skiing for a day and then they'll be too tired to edit video.
Yeah. Even sometimes when I want to post a photo of myself, I'm trying to let me make my hair look slightly better. That like the software, like the Meitu or Montana, is just so bad.
Yeah.
I will say, I told you, I tried to like Photoshop our group photo before I sent to the Chinese VC. And I Photoshop me, I Photoshop it on William. And I can't change the face without paying them for $49. I tried to pay. Like Meitu. And Meitu Social is like so I can only Photoshop the guy because he's on the front and try to pay for $49 annually pay, but then took my payment or somehow it just doesn't work. So okay, whatever, I just gonna post it.
Wait, is Meitu a fully paid app?
Meitu have a free version, but if you want to do anything interesting, you need to pay, and their payment system is very very bad.
I should just watch a competing app to Meitu.
Basically, yeah. So the Meitu. So I tried like 9 times to pay in within 1 hour. It can't take my payment because I think because Chinese or American payment is an issue.
Oh fuck! I can fix that.
Yeah.
Man, okay, just, you know, plus, if their model is, like, shitty features plus paid features, that's not the model I would launch. The model I would launch is full features, up to 10 photos, and then you have to pay.
It's a much better model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why to entice the users to your app, you hide the features.
You don't want to hide the shitty features if you want users, right?
People are like, wow, what a shitty app.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, like, at least, like, they just kind of go beat Meitu or something for, like, anything you'll see or, like, anything, yeah. I could say, okay, I come here today, I compose a story of my evening, like, okay, I don't want to put what we discussed here, but I want to put, like, the food, like, other things so I can post on Instagram directly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. So basically, we allow one click to post on different social media. At the same time, the post will go on like their own news feeds. And they can do more editing on our app than other apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're trying to launch a mobile first, like a software only thing, sometimes like hopefully in January and February, and that can help us increase the valuation. And not just that, but that can also help us to get access to everyone's data, so we can start with like their full data as a start.
Yeah.
I come to this place quite a lot in Hong Kong.
Oh, you went in Hong Kong?
Yeah. Okay. I live in Hong Kong for like
I
live in Hong Kong for about 6 months.
Okay.
So. What's a good like Japanese English translation or something?
Japanese English translation?
Yeah.
ChatGPT,
okay.
Yeah. Like I don't think any translator actually beats ChatGPT now.
I unfortunately don't speak Japanese, so I don't know
what yeah. I don't speak Japanese but like
I heard that out of all the languages, Japanese is the mainstream language that ChatGPT has the most
problems with. Oh, interesting. Because like I gave ChatGPT all kinds of, like, just to test the hell out of it, I gave it some really hard Chinese translation things, and it did very well on that.
It's much better. The order of, like, translation quality is, like, obviously European languages, then Chinese, then Japanese is at the bottom of the mainstream language, then obviously, like, the neglected language.
Maybe it's just, like,
what
they call, because I don't know.
I've always wondered where the translation capability emerges from, because it's not through learning. I like
Are they models or are they freshly made?
I think these are models.
Okay.
As a self-respecting like manga, obviously what I want is a model that can translate my manga. But the models are kind of
this has to be here, right? Thank you.
All I want is a camera that I can recommend to people who want to take selfies, and they never make one that's quite right. The Panasonic S9 hits the people are used to working around like playing issues, whatever. People are just used to shooting
got my ping. What's my ping? I guess.